naming the land animals. But how many days?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known Bible conference speaker on the book of Genesis. Ken, I'm guessing that you're talking about Adam, the first man, naming the animals. Doesn't the Bible tell us he did that all in just one day?
Well, actually, Mark, he named the specific land animals God brought to him in one day. Genesis tells us that God made the land animals as well as the first man and woman on day 6 of the creation week. Now, Genesis 2 tells us the details that Adam named the animals God had brought to him before Eve was created. So how could Adam have named all those animals so quickly? Some skeptics say, well, there's no way he could have named all of them, and they use this as proof that the days of creation couldn't be 6 literal 24-hour days. These questions and more will actually be answered with a special exhibit that's underway at our Creation Museum near Cincinnati. You'll actually see Adam naming the land animals, the original biblical kinds, not all the species we're familiar with today. You see, there were far fewer kinds than today's number of species. And we also need to understand that just because you or I couldn't do it, that doesn't mean Adam couldn't name them. Adam had a perfect brain. Ours has suffered from thousands of years of sin and the curse.
Some Christians believe that the earth is millions or billions of years old. What's the real story? Read our new free booklet on this wrong idea when you go to our highly visited website, AnswersRadio.com. You'll be encouraged in your faith when you go to AnswersRadio.com.